Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
All right, what's going on, guys? It's your boy, Jay Nitro. Right now, I'm doing a podcast. I'm doing the audio and visual podcast. I'm doing a YouTube live video right now. I'm live streaming on YouTube right about now. And I want to talk about my rise to fame, so to speak, as far as YouTube goes. I've been doing YouTube for about 3 years. But before I get into that, I want to make sure everybody right now goes to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasting fix, and follow or subscribe, whatever option they give you. But I want to let you guys know right now, we're about to go crazy. We got merch out right now. So I'm excited. So here we go. My rise to fame, so to speak, for YouTube starts, I'd say it started back in 2015. Well, 2014 to 2015. I was filming on my GoPro Hero 3 Plus at the time. It's a terrible camera. I don't recommend it for anybody. I got that thinking I was like, you know, gonna be like, oh, I'm about to be a vlogger. Yes, say what, I go crazy. But when I was looking at the footage, it wasn't what I expected. I didn't know how to edit during that time, so it'd be like absolutely cringe to watch, because I'd have like the little GoPro mount on, and I didn't have the selfie stick pole thingy, whatever you call it, during that time. So I had to purchase that separately. So during that time, it was mostly first-person trampoline videos, doing crazy stuff. But after I got everything situated, I started vlogging, quote unquote. Vlogging. But I have been doing YouTube for 3 years, like I said. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving every minute of it. I have been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes as far as getting materials and stuff together for videos. If I am going to a trampoline park, my brothers or one of my brothers will come with me to the park to film, and we'll make sure we have everything we need. Like, I'll ask him, I'll be like, hey, are we taking the GorillaPod or the stabilizer? We don't ever take the tripod, like the big tripod, because it's going to draw so much attention, even though we already get attention as it is. But it's crazy because we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you guys don't know about. I'm not sure if we'll ever do like a behind the scenes of a video, but I guarantee you that there's some on my main channel, Jay Nitro Vlogs. There's none on my podcast channel, obviously, because that's a podcast channel. I started vlogging in 2017. I got the GoPro Hero 5 Black. No, I'm capping. So I was still on the 3 Plus. I was still on the 3 Plus when I started doing YouTube. Then I quickly upgraded to the 5 Black because it had 4K. It had the screen on the back. And they had an app where I could see what I was doing right after. It was an amazing time. And then I started doing actual vlogging, as far as like walking and talking to the camera, acting as if it was a person. I never really been shy in front of cameras, to be honest. So I was really comfortable once I started. I did a lot of, I watched a lot of editing videos and people on YouTube that film, such as Peter McKinnon, Casey Neistat, Maddie Hapoya. There's a few others that I used to watch to kind of give me tips and ideas on what I should do. So none of them really fit my perspective of filming, because theirs was more cinematic and more short film style videos as far as YouTube's concerned. I'm more of a, well, I think Maddie Hapoya was the one to do all the travel stuff. His channel was called Travel Feels at the time, or something like that. So shout out to those three guys. You guys have been amazing. But 2018 came around, purchased my first ever point-and-shoot camera. It was the Canon SX730. Now, I recommend this for people that are just starting out, per se, because, well, I do and I don't, all right? I do in a sense, because it'll give you that vlog-style feel of a camera. It has the flip-up screen and everything like that. But here's the downsides of that camera. The downsides is there is no low light setting. You can't really do as much as you want to without lighting. So I made good use of that for a long, long time. And then I got tired of it. It was too bulky for a point and shoot. So I decided, hey, I want something else. So 2019 Christmas, I got a Canon G9X Mark II. Now that's a good camera too. I used to love that camera, but it had no flip screen. In order to be a certified vlogger on YouTube, you gotta have a flip-up screen. You can have all the low light settings, the 4K, everything, but if you don't have like a flip-up or flip-out screen and you're vlogging, you're not gonna know if you're in you're not gonna know if you're in focus or not, because you can't see yourself. So you have to adjust, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be like, oh snap, I'm about to record this. You go outside, you film it, oh yeah, what's going on guys? And you do your whole shtick. And then you get back in the house or you get back in the office or something, and you're out of focus the whole entire video. So I just said, you know what, I'm about to go back on the SX730. Like I said, that was one of my main cameras during that time. So it was insane, for one. It was terrible with low light, too. It was bulky. I didn't necessarily like it like that. You know what I'm saying? It was weird. But I made do with it. I put multiple trampoline parks on the map as far as me filming there, having a good reputation, a good relationship with the park owners, general managers, staff, And it's been amazing. I've been around the trampoline business or trampoline world since, I'd say, 2012. And then 2013, a park came here in Columbia, South Carolina. And all the rest of it is history, my guy and girl, whatever. And then I got my dream camera, which I got now. The Canon G7X Mark II. I guarantee you, this is probably every YouTuber's dream camera, as far as vlogger style. Because there's a lot of people that have this camera that enjoy the flip-up screen. And then there's some people that don't have this camera, but they have like a DSLR or whatever, and they have a flip-out screen. So, it's very debatable on cameras as far as what you want to do. I enjoy it. I love it. I've been to the second largest trampoline park. Well, one of the largest trampoline parks in the U.S. To Infinity, which is now Defy in Lakeland, Florida. I've also got sponsorships from Big Air in Charlotte, Rock and Jump in Myrtle Beach, Velocity World Flight Fitting Fun in Charleston. I think you might be on the something with Surge here in Columbia, and maybe even Adrenaline. I'm not sure yet, but if you ever see me at any of those parks, you know what to do. Throw your two sweets up. I got to. So we are 11 minutes and 30 seconds into this podcast right now. Make sure you go and follow and subscribe, whatever option they give you. Make sure you go subscribe to our new YouTube channel, 100% Real Podcast. I'm excited that we started this podcast. I'm about to go live on Facebook, I guess. I guess I'll go live on Facebook. But yeah, we've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. My videos have evolved over time. You know, I used to just stick to trampoline parks and traveling. Now I'm getting into horror, a little bit of basketball, IRL, video gameplay. You know what I'm saying? Video gameplay. I don't know how you would say that. I guess gameplay videos. I think I got a few behind the scenes videos on my main channel. But we've been, my team, we have been busy, putting out merch, trying to get past all of this corona, everything like that. We just been working really, really hard. Before I go on a whole tangent right now, I'd like to say shout out to all the fathers that may be listening, all the dads that be listening, and on my podcast, whoever you may be. So, yeah, respect in a major way. We've been busy. Like I said, getting materials, coming up with concepts and ideas for the next video. We do videos on top of videos. If you don't know what I'm saying, what I'm saying is, we'll do a video, right? And right after, we'll come up with another idea for another video. Or we'll just have ideas stacked on top of ideas, stacked on top of ideas. You may even combine two ideas together and make it like a super idea or something like that. But, yeah, my rise to fame was, it is still going right now. We are switched over to TikTok. For those that don't know what TikTok is, you're late. Or you may just not know what TikTok is. TikTok used to be known as Musical.ly. Me and my brother, we actually hit 2 million views on a video that we didn't think was going to blow up at all. We just been cooling and just watching it. To be honest, the original video that we put up got taken down at 1 million, and we put it right back up. It got 2 million. I was like, yo, we are going insane. We need to post more. We need to post more. But, I'm ready to go back on tour, ready to go crazy. I think I got a video or two coming out today. Long-awaited videos, you guys. Long-awaited videos. I know I have to... You know, I have to get my hair retwisted a little bit, because, yeah, I always be wearing this headset. Also, we recently got an Xbox One S, drop your gamer tags. But all right, guys, this is it. We out. All right, and we are back. So what was I saying before I left? The TikTok video. Me and my brother, we did a TikTok. For those that don't know what TikTok is, I explained it just earlier. We hit 2 million views. The original video we actually put up, it got 1 million, but there were so many people commenting like, oh, it's vape. Oh, he put vape in his hair. Oh, he's smoking a blunt to put it in his hair. Like, oh, it's dry ice. Come on, people. You couldn't think of anything else but vape, smoke, and dry ice. Are you serious? Are you serious? But nah, we come up with so many different ideas for videos, it's ridiculous. Especially when it comes to like horror videos or just like really, really cringy videos. We do stuff like that, bro. And I like it. Like it a lot. You know, we do a lot of innovative kind of stuff, but yeah, we make the most of it. But all right, guys, I'm actually about to go live on TikTok and see how many people join right now. But we go to different trampoline parks and just do whatever the crap we want to do. Not literally, but we do it within the guidelines. We do it within the rules of the trampoline parks we go to. Now, what's funny is, What makes me laugh is the fact that people on TikTok think that I am my brother. I'm not my brother, all right? We don't have the same hair. He's a little bit taller than I am. Just a little bit. Not much. But we respect each other. We respect our craft. And we don't really get jealous of one another in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of family duos or trios or groups or whatever, they get jealous of the person that made them who they are. And that's not cool. You're supposed to respect the fact that they got you up to that point and you were just doing whatever you really wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? But we go crazy. We love our fans. We love all of our fans. You know what I'm saying? The Nitro Club, that's a fact. That's a pure fact. We love every single fan out there. Every single member of the Nitro Club. We respect y'all. We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We go crazy. There's a lot of people in this world that will, you know, try to get you off your path to success. And you just can't knock them off. You know what I'm saying? You just can't. That's not what you do. You congratulate them. You support them. And whether you like them or not, you still got to respect it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people on TikTok that that don't necessarily like me, but like my brother because of the video. There's a lot of people like that on TikTok. A lot of people. Well, they don't know I was the one filming it. That's the whole thing. I'm the one filming it. And when you watch the video, he's the one with the stuff in his head. He has way bigger hair than I do. So the thing was, I said, let me move the mic down a little bit. I said, what'd they call you? And then he goes, they call me Hothead. I was like, in my head, I was thinking, what? And so I said, why'd they call you Hothead? Just like that. And he goes, because there's smoke coming out my head. And then I said, nah, you were just thinking too hard. And then it blew up. Like, it takes, you know, it takes a lot to blow up on TikTok. It takes a lot to blow up on YouTube as well. But we're not really for TikTok. I mean, we didn't think that video was going to do what it did. The TikTokers, the TikTok hoppers, the TikTokeroos, whatever you want to call them, they've been killing it. They've been supporting us. They go crazy for videos. They give us video ideas. We try to make it, we try to make it out there, you know what I'm saying? We try to push limits. We try to push limits, bro. But all right, guys. I'll catch you guys later. This is the podcast that keeps it too sweet. And we are O-U-T. Out. On TikTok. We are out on TikTok. When you get bad comments, you can't just brush it off. You gotta get out the live. You know what I'm saying? But we love the support from you guys. Whenever you see us in public, your questions and comments are always very, very entertaining. Whenever we do meet and greets, again, 18 and up, you guys will not have to ask for, you know, you guys, well, 18 and up, you guys don't have to ask your parents for permission to be in our videos. But if you're 17 and under, you definitely will have to ask. But all right, guys, thank you for watching or thank you for listening, and we are out of here.